sabrosa.
Ay, qué rico, qué rico.
Goza, que así la vida es más sabrosa. Goza, que así la vida es más sabrosa. Goza, que así la vida es más sabrosa.
La experiencia, después de andar por el mundo, aprendí que la vida se toma con paciencia. Aquí el que sea más fino responde si llamo yo. No te quedes esperando, disfruta la vida como dice la canción.
Goza, y así la vida es más sabrosa.
Sigue gozando como gocé yo.
Goza, que así la vida es más sabrosa.
La culpa la tienes tú y no la tengo.
Goza,
yo.
Que así la vida es más
total,
sabrosa.
Al fin y al cabo, tú eres joven y el viejo soy yo.
Goza.
Donale chiamare ti naria amore tu me dene me dene le amo se dene le chiamare amore tu
Nine, 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 nine.
canale amoriamo molto. Siete nelle chiamare, siete nelle chiamare amore di e si tu non va, siete nelle amoriamo. Sit in a lekia, sit in a lekia, matu. Sit in a lekia, sit in a lekia, matu.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hello, good morning, everybody. You are listening to the next episode of Sounds of the City Radio with your host, Rain. Sounds of the City Radio, a show for all upcoming shows. I promote concerts happening in the next couple weeks in and around town. So local, international, big, small, all different types of genres, whatever. If there's a concert happening in town, I'll try my best to promote it. And by try my best, I mean there's over... There's hundreds of concerts that happen within a month in this city, and I kind of select the ones that I try to think that I think that need a little bit more promotion or deserve more promotion, and I bring them out. Speaking of promotions, today's a very special day because I have a whole variety of guests, both on the telephone and live in studio, and I am very happy to present them to you. The music that we were just listening to was by Australia's very own, but also Vancouver's very own, because he's been living here for a while. Didgeridoo player, Mr. Shine, and that was off of his first titled album, Great Central Sun. That was the first song we heard was from Great Central Sun as well. I would love to play you another one of his tracks, and this one's called Digin in the Mid East. And then hopefully when we get back, we'll have a chance to actually have a nice little chat with Mr. Shine. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM. Vancouver. We'll be right back. Was incredible. We just listened to the song Sounds of Time. Digging in the MIDI by Shine. And I hope to have Shine on the air right now. Do I have Shine?
Yes, Rain. How are you?
Hello, my dear friend. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks, brother.
I nearly forgot to come back on air. I was dancing so hard. I was like, whoa, it's too early to dance, but I guess it's never really too early to dance. Shine, thank you so much for calling in and being with us on air today.
Thanks for having me, mate.
Before anything, what do I call you? I was going to call you DJ Shine all of a sudden, but I was like, wait a minute. No, he's not exactly DJ. Or then I was like, should I call him Did Shine, or is it just purely Shine?
I usually just prefer Shine. You know, people attach a lot of different labels, but...
Are there
Shine
any labels for didgeridoo
by.
Players? Are there any labels for didgeridoo players?
They will speak of your name in that way, you know, linking it with didgeridoo. But over the years, I've kind of become more than that with playing other instruments and different styles of music. So it's just sort of evolved.
Well, I'll call you Shine for now.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. Shine, I actually haven't told our listeners this yet, but you have a concert happening this Saturday, next Saturday, March 17th, part of Soma Sound System Presents Mashup. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, Soma let me know that, and invited me to come and play. I have to confess, I don't know a lot about the event other than Soma likes to bring different musicians together and, you know, that mix of live and electronic music.
Yeah, it's going to be a whole bunch of...
You know, I know that he plays a lot himself with Shamanoid, but he also likes to just bring other people in. And fortunately for me this time, he invited me.
It's going to be a mixture of world music, musical collaboration, and just the variety. I think DJ Maze Guider is there, who plays a lot of ethnic Middle Eastern stuff, and you're going to be performing your own live set. I think it's going to be an incredible show. But
he actually has two rooms, isn't there? There's one, the chapel, and then there's another room, and he has some of the live music and then some of the electronic music. So I think people will get to see a variety of music.
And you can get, just so our listeners know, tickets are $15, and you can get it in advance, but you have to buy it on Facebook because they're trying to promote an eco-friendly event. Go on Facebook, and you can use your PayPal account to buy it. All you have to do is just type in Mashup. That's what the name of the event is. It happens next Saturday at the Chapel Arts. But getting back to Shine, I would like to talk to you. This is your first album release, am I correct?
I've actually put out a number, but... Of albums over the years, probably five or six different recordings, but this one feels like it's, you know, a higher level. And working with Adam Shaikh, of course, it's a, you know, it's an album that will probably appeal to a wider audience.
Well, so tell us a bit about yourself, because I know you're originally Australian, but you have been living here for the past while. What happened? How did you and Adam get together and collaborate on to create such a thing?
I did first come to Canada in 1995. I've lived here the majority of that time and just fell in love with the country. And then, over the years, I think it was about 6 years ago, I first saw Adam Shaikh at Diversity on Texas Island. And he played with a sitar player, and that's when I saw him mixing the electronic with the world fusion and instruments, and I loved it. And immediately... I knew that I wanted to work with him at some point in the future. And then moving to Vancouver 3 years ago, we were both on the same event playing for to raise awareness for salmon. And so that night when we got together, I asked if I cut my set short, would he be happy to DJ with me and we do some live stuff? And he did. And we both really liked playing with each other. And then after that, he invited me to play with his group called Outworld Orchestra, which has numerous different world musicians playing probably 15 or 20 instruments between us.
Wow.
And then we talked about me coming and making a record with him. So last spring, I went and spent about a month with him and his family and began the project, and then it had musicians come in, and we went from there.
I know it's very hard to put everything down into sentences, especially something like music, but what message would the album have to give? Like, what is the, if you could put it in words, what is this album trying to tell its listeners?
Well, for me, you know, I see musical instruments, you know, represent the best of every culture in my mind. And, you know, instruments don't have racism or prejudice at all. They don't prejudice against who plays them or where you're from. So to me, music represents different races and people, cultures from around the world coming together. And music is what brings us all together. So to me, this album, you know, combines music from the Middle East, Australia, India, Europe, Africa, and with the electronic fusion, and now, you know, with the modern world, it seems to me that it's just a message of you know, unity and seeing what unites us, and music's what will bring us together.
As a person who, as a live musician who performs live, and who has been living in this city, and who has also lived in other places in the world, my question is, what do you think about, how do you view the live music industry of Vancouver? Like, is it pumping? Like, what's your opinion about the support for live music here in BC?
Yeah, that's a good question. I seem to think that it's still alive and well. I don't think that it'll ever die because, you know, there's, my musical taste, personal taste has changed. But you know, I see that there's events all the time. And being a musician, I do know many musicians, and you know, the electronic music's great, but it won't hold our attention for long. And live music, there's something about it. So I think it'll always be strong. I don't think it'll ever go away.
Do you plan on getting into, because I did, when I last spoke to you, I knew that you were trying to get into a little bit of electronic stuff, but do you consider that live as well?
Yes. There's a program, Ableton program, which allows me to change and rearrange the tracks from the album that I use, and it's just enabling me to have more versatility with the audience, you know, with people at festivals and everything. So, you know, I've learned to adapt and change, but my roots are didgeridoo and coming from that more traditional approach to music and musical instruments. So that's I carry that through, but the adding it to some of the electronic, it's just hitting a much bigger audience.
Awesome. I played Great Central Sun and Digging in the Mideast. I think you know your album better than I do. I would love to play another song from it. Could you recommend one?
In actual fact, the last one that you just played there was called Jungle Speak, so you didn't actually play Dig in the Middle East. So, Dig in the Middle East would be great. I'd have to look and see what actual number track that is. I can't remember. I think it's
I'm looking at it right now, number five. Huh.
Yeah,
it's funny how
five.
You can read off of a piece of paper and still get it wrong. Okay. my bad. Well, all right.
It's track four. Track four is Dig in the Middle East.
Track four is Dig in the Middle East, and track five is Jungle Speak. And I just played I just played track five. Okay. Not a problem. Not a problem.
All right, mate.
Shine, thank you so much for calling. It was lovely to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you, Rain. You're a good man, and thanks for all the support to all of the live musicians and plugging away for all of us. Wow. I know on behalf of everyone, we really appreciate it.
Oh, you're sweet, man. Thanks a lot. All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen to Jungle Speak. Cheers, mate.
Bye. Thank you.
Zeitgeist Day, or C-Day for short, is an annual global event whose goal is to increase public awareness of the Zeitgeist movement and to educate the public on solutions to the environmental and social global concerns that we face today. March 10th, Z-Day comes to the Vogue Theater in Vancouver with a host of international speakers. Doors are at 11 a.m. and the event will go until 6 p.m. Tickets are available at thevoguetheater.com. And for more information, search for the Vancouver Z-Day 2012 official event on Facebook or visit zeitgeistvancouver.com. Join this year's BFA and BA Visual Art graduating class at their fundraising event on February 16th from 7 to 11 p.m. at the CBC Studio 700. Join the graduating classes for a silent art auction and live music. So grab a drink with your friends and enjoy the exciting art and music at the event located at 700 Hamilton Street in Vancouver. All funds raised will go towards the graduation show opening this April.
And the music we just heard was by the lovely Shine, who is from Vancouver. He's going to be performing on Saturday, March 17th, as part of Soma Sound System Presents Mashup. And when I actually had a chance to speak with the Soma a few weeks ago, and he gave me a little brief about what the idea of Mashup is. He's trying to create this monthly thing at a monthly event at the Chapel Arts where he gets a mashup of world musicians to create a mixture of live and electronic music. It's going to be an incredible night. Tickets, once again, are $15 in advance. You can buy tickets online at Facebook. It's meant to be an eco-friendly event. They're trying to promote eco-friendliness, so no papers, no ticket sales, like that. Go online, use your PayPal account or your credit card, and you can buy it online. If you want to find it on Facebook, just go on Facebook and type in mashup. You probably already have friends that are going to it anyways. Anyhow, that was Shine. Lovely to hear from him. Continue on with the show. Later on, we're hopefully going to have Buckman Co. and Taryn the Taylor drop by for a quick visit. But before we get on to them, Kim Churchill, March 30th. Oh, I actually made a little slight change to my show, and I better tell you guys that before I continue, eh? Up until now, I was promoting shows for the upcoming week. So I would promote shows mainly from today to whatever's going to be happening next Friday, and then I'll leave the following week's shows to when I actually get in the studio next week. I've decided to change that up because I've noticed that people want a little bit more advanced time and notice to actually buy pay tickets for the shows, and a lot of times the 1 week is really has a very eclectic mix of music, and it's really hard to put it all into one show without it being ridiculously weird. So I kind of decided to expand my 1 week a timeline here, and I gave myself no particular exact timeline, but 2-3 weeks, maybe even 4 weeks. So I'll be showing you shows from the upcoming months. What's good, so you can plan and save money to actually buy some of these expensive tickets. But they are worth buying for, because live music is always something I've cherished from the bottom of my heart. People put their heart and soul into creating, going on stage and performing live. And I would always support that. I might not necessarily buy their CD. I'm not downloading anything illegally here. I didn't say I do. No, not me. But I didn't say I don't either. Just not saying anything at all regarding that. But live music, I support all the way. And speaking of live music, speaking of good live music, later on the month, actually more exact, March 30th, we're going to have a fantastic show hosted by the Commodore Ballroom Live Nation. It's going to be Daniel Wesley and Kim Churchill. Kim Churchill from Australia and White Rock's very own. I was trying to debate whether he was from Vancouver or White Rock, but then I remembered it was White Rock. White Rock's very own, Daniel Wesley, and Australia's very own, Kim Churchill. The kid's only 21 years old. I'm going to play you a live performance by him from one of his songs. It's called Tides. The show's happening March 30th at the Commodore Ballroom. Tickets are only $25 in advance. Check this out. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Thanks for listening, guys.
digits to my name. Let that go and time wash away my money and my pain.
What you just heard was an awesome live version of Tides by Kim Churchill. The guy, he's 21 years old. That was, by the way, a one-man show. He has a guitar, a harmonica on top, and a snare drum next to his legs. I would like to play you another one by him. This one's off his album. It's called It's This System. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Sometimes time seems to see my little messed up. At least I know I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up. Oh, now. Say watch your wall. Sometimes you just gotta move on.
Just heard was some awesome Kim Churchill playing for you right there. Very happy to have my dear friend Bucky Buckman Coe come on air today with us. How are you doing today, man?
Pretty good, Rain.
Dude, you want to catch a breath? Because you started running in here because you were a little bit late. Thanks for showing up, though.
Oh, yeah. I tried to pick up the tailor on the way, but I guess he... I guess he's recording right now, so he probably stayed up all night.
Yeah, that's how you musicians. Every time, like, the hardest thing for me to do is get musicians to actually come on show. Like, I'm like, you want to come on my air? You're like, hell yeah, I'll do that right away. When? 10 a.m. tomorrow. Yeah, 10 a.m. maybe not. I'll call you.
Yeah, that's when I wake up. That's when I go to bed.
I'll call you.
At 10 a.m.
Actually, let me share you something with you. I have recently been introduced to this guy named Kim Churchill, and his music has been very, very awesome. And I would like you and me to listen to one together before we carry on to your show. How does that sound?
That sounds awesome.
I have one. I am a huge fan of live recordings, and I'm going to play one. It's called "Smile as He Goes Home." You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, and then we're going to come back and have more. Probably the rest of the session with Bucky. Enjoy.
everyone's home. He goes home.
Slowly bring the music down because I only have less than 20 minutes to hang out with my dear friend Bucky over here, and I'd like to try to make the best of it. But before I do forget, Friday, March 30th, Daniel Wesley and Kim Churchill, who I've been playing for you for the past 10 minutes, they're playing at the Commodore. Tickets are only $25 in advance, and you can pay it. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com. I know some of you don't like supporting Live Nation, but they do throw some good shows, so I would recommend supporting the artists if you don't like supporting the company. Carry on with the rest of our show. We have Buckman Co. here in studio, and the reason why we have Buckman Co. is because he and Taron the Tailor, whom would have loved to be here, but something came up from last minute and he couldn't show up. They're having a show this March 16th, Bucky and Taron, at the Biltmore Cabaret, and tickets for that show are only $12 in advance. Where you can get them, I'm going to ask Buckman that. Where can you get tickets in advance for your show?
You can get it at Ticketweb. As far as I know, that's the only pre-advanced tickets. And you can get them, actually, advanced tickets are $10.
Oh, sweet. Super cheap. So $12 at the door, too.
$12 at the door.
All right, so that means it's guaranteed going to be sold out, man. You better run on your tickets sooner than later, man. I'm telling you, if it sells out, don't ask me for extra tickets. I don't have any. But your album's been out for a while. And I actually haven't had a chance to talk to you about it, but I would like to get your opinion about this. Is your first actual, like, full-on recording as an album, am I right?
Yeah, well, the first one, I have another full album that I recorded mostly in my apartment. This one was recorded at various, like, actual proper studios. So just the sound quality in this is just incredible. I've never had anything of that high quality. It was a lot of fun to...
What did you think of it?
I loved the whole process. It was probably one of the biggest growing experiences of being in the studio and working on parts, and it introduced me to many of the people I'm playing with nowadays, you know, and bringing to the Biltmore and who I'm going on tour with this summer.
Who are you going on tour with this summer?
I'll be going on tour with Michael Rush, who plays with C.R. Avery and Noah Walker, amongst
really?
Other
nice.
People. And we're actually going, right after the Biltmore, we're going on I think it's like 33 or 35 date tour across Canada.
Wow. How far do you guys go?
All the way to Montreal, which we looked at the map and it's only 3/4 across Canada. So there's still a ways to go, but that's already a 5-week tour that we're doing. And I have like maybe 2 days off.
How many cities are you playing in the 5 weeks, man? That's a lot of cities in between Vancouver and Montreal.
Yeah. There's a lot of little towns, and I'll be playing, I think about... 33 to 35 different shows across the country. And I think there's a couple in Toronto.
You guys got a bus?
We're going to be driving in one car, a little Prius, bringing a trio across. So it's going to be a little tight. And unfortunately, I can't bring Michael Rush's stand-up bass, which would have been so beautiful. Mm. That thing takes up the whole car.
Next time when you actually can afford a huge bus,
right, exactly.
You'll take two basses in case one of them breaks, then you have a backup too.
Exactly.
This is your first time doing a cross country though.
Yeah, first time.
Going all the way out there.
Yeah, I've only done small regional stuff and small little jaunts into the States.
How long have you been playing?
I've been playing for, I guess, you know, probably 13, 14 years. I guess in terms of it being my main thing, it's been the last 3-4 years. Before that, I was always doing other things, working as a yoga instructor or a counselor or working with people with special needs. So I've always been doing other things or going to school. So it's really only been the last 3-4 years that I've been dedicating myself to mostly music.
I would like to hear one album from By the Mountain's Feet, and I would like you to tell me which song I should listen to. Well, we should listen to, actually.
Let's, since I'm going to be going on the road with Michael Rush, let's play one that he's on, Honeychild. He plays upright bass in that. I have Corey Miyanishi and me playing banjo on it.
All right, that's it. Honeychild it is on CRTO 101.9 FM Vancouver with Buckman Co. here.
Before I catch my train, I'll be gone many a day. I got a memory of kids, so I'll go insane. Going down to the end of the world, gonna make a fortune for my boy and girl. I might gamble maybe once or twice, so keep it tucked in, cause you were my wife. Let me climb your cherry tree. Treat me good, baby, treat me right. You know I'm gonna have what an appetite. Ooh, yes, I will. Oh, honey, child, love me one more time. Oh, give me a kiss and let me know you're treat me right, you know I'm gonna have what an appetite. Love it once, love it once again. All I want is your lover and once as your friend. When I come back, that's where I'll stay. So I can kiss your girl and watch the children.
Having a student appreciation sale March 14th, their way of saying thanks for all your support this past academic year. There'll be snacks, DJs, and karaoke. Oh yeah, and discounts too. 25% off giftware, clothing, and stationery, 10% off computer accessories, and 20% off all general books. Visit the main store from 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. or the solder store from 10 to 5. UBC Bookstore, where your purchases support your UBC campus.
And the song that we just heard was called Honeychild by Buckman Co. And he collaborated with...
It was Corey Mionishi on banjo, Michael Rush on upright bass, Jason Keckley, who produced the record, playing that ripping harmonica on there, and I believe in that was Ben Brown playing drums as well.
Solid tune. You just told me you got back from New Orleans, and I don't know, like, when I hear the word New Orleans, the first thing that comes to my head is the word blues. And you've apparently had an incredible time with the music scene down there. Can you share that with us?
Yeah. Well, firstly, I got schooled down there when I called it New Orleans. You have to say, like, Nolens. Otherwise, you get laughed at.
How do you say it?
Nolens.
Nolens?
Yeah. Nolens. You can tell somebody who's not being there, like, I'm going down to New Orleans. It's going to be really fun. I'm going to have some eat some poor boys. It's going to be really great. You know, it's like...
Sorry, Nolens?
That's right. There you go.
I got that. Nolens.
Yeah, man, that place is a boiling pot of awesome, melting pot of music, you know. It's not just blues. They got Zydeco, and, you know, I saw this person playing the most ripping, like, Zydeco and blues rock and roll thing on the accordion in this one bar. I didn't spend a lot of time on Bourbon Street. It's just a little cheesy and a lot of drinking down there.
Is Bourbon Street, their Granville Street?
Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah, it's kind of like I was also in Memphis, and it's kind of like their Beale Street, where they have all the live music, and they sell. They had this one thing like in Memphis, just to give you an idea of drinking, and it was like a 100-ounce beer, and you walk down the street drinking 100-ounce beer, like, oh, it was crazy. But I mean, I saw this guy down in Nolens, and he was just playing like just big black guy sweating, just ripping it up on this big button accordion, and. Just crazy music all the time. The place is incredible. And I was a little bit worried because I play a little bit more sort of folk and indie and some kind of bluesy stuff and all that. But
how'd it turn out?
It turned out really well. I'm the biggest thing about going down to the States right now for me is like meeting up with other musicians. I have all these other musicians now that I can play with. So you go to a place and you have like this family that already have people to come out to their shows, and you play with them. And so I've already got plans to go back down and tour with the band in Austin, or places to stay when I go down there, and shows to collaborate on.
It's really important, especially as an independent musician. Like, something like a place to stay is huge.
Yeah.
Because when you can't afford it, it's these connections that you have, the people that you met, they meet in festivals. So like, you go in one festival, you meet someone from San Francisco. So when you go to San Francisco, you'll have a buddy that you can hook up with.
Absolutely.
And then by hook up with, you know, I mean, you just hang out with your buddy.
Yeah, but you don't need to make out with them. You know, it's usually these things come out without any strings.
Like, as long as
you can stay on my couch. You don't have to make out or anything. You don't have to, like, you got the couch.
If you can play the guitar, you don't have to make out. It's all good.
There you go. But you're going to have to make out with your girlfriend if you bring her there.
All right, in case you want to hire Buckman Coe, there he is. But like, networking, like, these festivals are a huge networking place for independent musicians. Would you not consider this to be an ideal way of networking?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, as an independent musician, how do you get yourself out there?
Well, first of all, it's...
Like, what I'm trying to say is, like, if for example, if Live Nation took you out, then they would send an email out to 5,000 people, and then all of a sudden half the people will know you.
Right.
But as an independent, like, do you concentrate on performing a lot of shows? Do you focus a lot on postering or traveling or what?
Well, first of all, you have to play as many shows as you can without saturating your market.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I've gone through a phase where I was just playing as much as I could in Vancouver. And then after a certain point, I'm putting on bigger shows and playing less in Vancouver, making it, like, a real event. So I'm not playing, like, little coffee places now. Now I'm, like, trying to play really awesome venues that I've seen some of my favorite bands at, like the Biltmore. And then really... In terms of getting out to other cities, you got to just kind of go on tour. And even better is that if you have friends who you're playing with who can help you out. Mm-hmm. Or, like, I was recently in Memphis at this Folk Alliance conference, and I went to a similar music conference out in Toronto. And now I have, like, actually, I would say, like, all these bands across Canada and into the States, they're actually, like, my friends. Like, we hang out, and we've hung out and stayed up to 5 in the morning jamming together. And now I have, like, an extended family of people that I can go and play with. They'll help me put on shows. They'll come out to shows. Like, I'm looking forward to going across and hooking up with my friends out in Winnipeg and in Toronto. And you know, even if I'm only there for a night, mm-hmm. having a drink with them. And
Do you find in a music conference? What kind of people do you meet?
Well, you meet... there was a whole bunch, like, say, I'm just going to talk about the Folk Alliance that was in Memphis. So this conference you have, there was about 1,200 musicians. The Canadian contingent I was really proud of, like amazing bands like Fish and Bird and Tequila Mockingbird Orchestra and just incredible bands. And I could go on about all the different bands, Magnificent Sevens from Winnipeg. And
they're all there?
They're all there. And they're and so after they've been a couple times and they've gotten a little bit of their name out there, they play these official showcases. So they're playing for radio DJs, festival people who run different house concerts and venues across America and Canada. And so you get your name out there, you share CDs, and then we have these private showcases that happen on four levels of hotel floors and across all the rooms, and we play till 3 a.m. in the morning. And then we stay up till 5 or 6 jamming, and really what you find is you find people who are probably the closest people that will really understand you, but people who are doing the same art, and when you get a compliment from somebody who's also a musician, it goes a long way. Like, you're like, wow, well, you're like complimenting me on this, like I can't even believe it. Like, I feel so like touched or blessed, you know. And sometimes you hear people that just blow you away, that you're like, oh my goodness, I gotta just pack it in. And so you have this little momentary feeling of, oh, I should just stop, what's the point? And then you're like, no, I'm gonna work harder.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep working harder. So those are the kind of things that you'll find when you go down there. And for me, the biggest exciting thing is that I'll be teaming up with a band from Austin, Texas, and touring the southern states and up the west coast. And, you know, that's not something I could just do. I wouldn't know the first way to do it. I wouldn't have a band to play with.
Yeah, you build these connections and then you move along, right?
Yeah, and you know, the biggest thing is, like, making those plans and following up and going and doing it. So that's down the line this year, going down. And
I have a question. Them. As a person who plays live music, and you did bring a guitar, right?
I brought a banjo and a ukulele just in case.
So maybe we can do a two-minute song before the show ends. But one question I have from you is, as a person who plays live music, and I asked Shine this as well, what do you think about the support Vancouver gives to live music?
I think it's getting better. Like, I was just recently, I'm starting hosting these shows, so I had a guy from Santa Cruz up, and we played a show at the Prop House, and this is my friend Arne Rees, and people are getting, are realizing the importance of live music. So it was by donation, and I was able to send my friend away, and Arne Rees, with, you know, you're still not making like big bucks, but enough, like, when you're touring, like my friend John Craig was here, people were quite supportive of buying CDs, and, you know, it gets them to the next place. And that's how I found it down in Memphis and New Orleans. People are willing to support if you let them know that it's important, and what they're doing is actually supporting real live music, you know.
Well, I would like to hear another song from your brother, and then hopefully we can get a live recording from you on air as well. You're listening to at CRTO 101.9 FM Vancouver.
To the sea, where the fish lay in their ponds and dream of times now gone. The wind moves through the trees. It's how the ancient voices speak of how things must be, how we meet who we're meant to meet. Brother, say destiny waits, he must meet it halfway, as a river meets waves. Of seafoam, we talk the known and unknown, with mirrors in our eyes that reflect each other's lies. And nature and our friends will lift us up when we're tired. This is how love for all things on this good earth will be inspired.
And that was a shortened version of Buckman Coe's song Brother. I had to cut
it's
it off.
It's called Bro now.
Oh, it's called Bro. There you go. That was a Bro from his latest album release, By the Mountain's Feet. The reason why I had to cut it short was because I wanted to hear Buckman Coe and his sidekick singer, Dorothy.
Hi.
Hey, Dorothy.
Dorothy showed up a couple minutes early before she did her own show, and then she decided to join on air with Bucky and perform a song for you guys. So, tell me, what song are you going to play us today, guys?
This is another song called, a new song on the ukulele called Love for All Living Things. And everybody can sing along, it's really easy. It's ba-da-ba-ba, ba-da-ba-da-ba, oh yeah. And there's another thing, Love for All Living Things. And you can join online, on the air, wherever you're sitting right now.
Wherever you're sitting. Yeah. Dorothy, can you say hi so I can make sure your mic's funky?
Hi.
Just say hi a few more times. Like, hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up?
All right, we can do this. We can do this. Okay. Well, what song are you going to play us right now?
Love for All Living Things. All right. Brand new song.
Take it on. Ba-da-ba-ba, ba-da-ba-da-ba.
Oh, yeah.
Ba-da-ba-ba, ba-da-ba-ba.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Here we go. We've been talking about this way too long, sister. Wanna see this succeed. And you know I won't just be sitting there on the sidelines. I'll be out there planting seeds. She says love ain't love, but ain't for everything.
Love for all living things.
That's why she's my baby, that's why she's my queen. Here we go.
Ba-da-ba-ba, ba-da-ba-da-ba.
Oh yeah. Started with a plot in the neighbor's yard. A couple of friends together, a bottle of wine. You know it wasn't too hard. And you don't know how good it feels to eat your own tomatoes and string beans. She says love ain't love, but ain't for everything.
Love for all.
She's my baby, and that's why she's my queen.
Ba-da-ba-ba, ba-da-ba-da-ba.
Oh yeah.
Ba-da-ba-ba,
oh, oh yeah.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
So we started with a story that she told me about some punks down in Mexico City. They had no job, so they got their hands dirty in abandoned lots, making gardens of plenty. She says, love ain't love, but ain't for everything.
Love for all living things.
That's why she's my baby, that's why she's my queen. One more time.
Love for all living.
Thanks for jumping in there, Dorothy and Rain.
That was awesome. I'm going to leave you guys with one last song by Buckman Coe. It's called Not So Far-Fetched. And then you're going to come back and Dorothy will take on the show. Thanks for listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Sounds of the City, with your host, Ryan. Enjoy. Take it easy. I'll catch you guys soon. Bye, Bucky. You have to
blessings,
say
everybody.
All right. And Dorothy, you don't have to say goodbye. You're going to come back in a second.
Thank you.
the station. What did your guru say? There's only one moment to be living in. This is how the story of you and I begins, and it's not so far-fetched.